worship him.
I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name. And greatly to be praised.
Sing it one more time. Adore him.
I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised.
Oh, Heavenly Father, how we love you. Lord, how could we begin to express, Lord, our love? Lord, you're so good to us. We just pray in this moment, Lord, as each heart is expressing its love and gratitude to you. Lord, would you be magnified? Be greatly exalted, Lord, amongst your people. Lord, we love you. We love your word. We love your presence in this hour. We love what you're doing, Father. It's all by your grace. We just pray this morning as we gather around your word, Lord, that you would be so magnified, so exalted, so adored, Lord. We give you praise, Lord, and thanks, Lord. Lord, you are worthy. Just bless this time, we pray. We pray that you would give the utterance, Lord, that you would express yourself to each heart. Lord, as only you can, Father. Just commune with your people. Feed them, Lord, and meet them. Encourage them. Again, we pray, be greatly lifted up. We ask this now in the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless you while you're thank you, musicians, so much. God bless you all. Greetings to everyone online. We just good to see you each as always. Appreciate each one. While you're standing, let's just open up in the passage here, a familiar one in John chapter 21.
Abramos el capítulo en Juan 21.
Don't want John chapter 21, just the end of the chapter there.
Al final del capítulo ahí.
And verse 20 says,
en el verso 20,
then Peter turning about seeth a disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper and said, Lord, what is he, which is he that betrayeth thee?
Volviéndose Pedro, vio que la seguía el discípulo a quien amaba Jesús, el mismo que en la cena se había recostado al lado de él y le había dicho, Señor, ¿quién es el que te ha de entregar?
And Peter, seeing him saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do?
Y cuando Pedro le vio, dijo a Jesús, Señor, ¿y qué de este?
And Jesus said, verse 22, Jesus said unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me.
Verso 22, Jesús le dijo, Si quiero que él quede hasta que yo venga, que a ti, sígueme tú.
Amen, you can be seated.
Amen.
I just want to start off with those words in the scriptures. I think that's always a good words to keep in mind.
Let me
just repeat that. What is that to thee? Follow thou me.
¿Qué quiere decir eso? Tú sígueme.
I think there's so many things around us we could all say that. What is that to you? He's saying, I think, follow me.
¿Qué él te está diciendo? Hay muchas cosas alrededor de mí.
Keep your eyes on me.
Sígueme. Pon tus ojos en mí.
What simple but essential words for us.
Qué simple, pero palabras tan esenciales para nosotros.
Watch me. Keep your eyes on me.
And mírame.
I'm reminded of Elisha, you know, as he was told to keep his eyes on Elijah.
Recordados de Eliseo que pusiera sus ojos siempre en Elías.
He said, if you see me when I go, you'll have that which you asked for.
Él dijo que si tú me vieras cuando me vaya.
I know, love how Brother Ram talked about that, how his eyes were so set.
Tú conseguirás lo que,
you couldn't get his eyes off Elijah for nothing.
Me gusta lo que el hermano Branham decía, que no podrías
let it be so with us in this hour.
Deja que nuestros ojos.
So one thing is needful, brothers and sisters.
Una cosa que es necesario, hermanos y hermanas.
Watching.
Vigilantes.
Following.
Siguiendo.
Keeping our eyes on him.
Manteniendo nuestros ojos en él.
And him alone. So thank you, brother.
En él solamente.
So just a little thought on my heart this morning, and you know, we know.
Y un pequeño pensamiento en esta mañana, tú sabes.
We're in a journey.
Estamos en una jornada.
And sometimes that journey seems long.
Y algunas veces esa jornada se mira bien larga.
And sometimes it seems hard.
Y muchas veces bien duro.
But I want to encourage our hearts this morning with something to just remind ourselves that we would find joy in
Pero
the journey.
Quiero alentar a nuestros corazones que en alguna manera encontraremos gozo en nuestra jornada.
Joy along the way.
Gozo a lo largo del
you know,
camino.
We know the Bible says that without a vision.
Sabemos que la Biblia dice que sin visión.
The people perish.
El pueblo perece.
And we know that vision is this word.
Y sabemos que esa visión es esta
so
palabra.
That we would have our eyes so in tune, so trained.
Así para que tengamos nuestros ojos tan afinados, tan entrenados.
On his word.
En su palabra.
And what he's doing.
En lo que él está
what
haciendo.
What he said.
Lo que él dijo.
That's what's essential. So,
eso es lo que es esencial, entonces.
So let's look at that this morning. There's something a quote that I wanted to share that really this is kind of my heart, the basis of what I want to focus on.
Hay una cita que está
this morning, and you know,
en la que me quiero enfocar esta mañana.
We've talked about this before that I know Dad has said this a lot.
Hemos hablado de esto al respecto antes, papá lo dice mucho.
Silence does not mean absence.
Silencio no significa ausencia.
And sometimes when it's quiet.
Algunas veces cuando está callado.
That can be hard.
Eso puede ser difícil.
Maybe there's fear can rise up in us.
Quizás haya temor que pueda brotar en nosotros.
Address that this morning. Don't fear the quiet.
Y abordaremos eso esta mañana. No,
don't fear
no temas
the journey.
Al silencio, no temas a la jornada.
He's with us.
Él está con nosotros.
And so that's just my heart in a nutshell, just having confidence in him.
Y ese es mi corazón, tener confianza
en
él.
That he's with us.
Que está con
that
nosotros.
He's working.
Está obrando.
That he's moving.
Está moviéndose.
Regardless.
Sin importar.
Of what I see or feel.
O de lo que vea o sienta.
So let's just go right into this again. It's such a beautiful, beautiful quote.
Vamos de vuelta aquí nuevamente.
He says here, it's this is the message. What does thou hear?
Este es el mensaje que tú escuchas.
And he says, it's the great things are quiet things.
Es una las grandes cosas son cosas silenciadas.
Well, that's sure contrary to this most of our thinking in the religious world. Great things are quiet things.
Las grandes cosas son cosas silenciosas, calladas.
He says, did you know that, friends? Listen.
Él dijo, ¿sabía eso, hermanos? Escuche.
The sun, which gives life on the earth to every living thing.
El sol que le da vida a cada cosa viviente en la tierra.
In botany life, plant life, tree life, whatever more.
Y vida botánica, planta o árboles o cualquier cosa.
It brings forth life. The sun does.
Trae vida. El sol lo hace.
And he says, listen to this. He says, and it can draw 1,000,000 gallons of water from the earth and make less noise than we get a bucket full out of a pump.
Y dice, y que puede extraer millones de galones de aguas de la tierra y no hacer ningún sonido.
It's so beautiful. He says it's big things.
Como una bomba.
Quiet things are big things.
Las cosas silenciosas son
wow,
grandes.
Lord. That's just so rich. He says, did you ever hear the world turning?
Eso es tan grande. ¿Has escuchado la palabra girarse?
Did you ever hear the planets as they pass through the orbits?
Los planetas mientras pasan por las órbitas.
Did you ever hear one?
¿Alguna vez has escuchado algún planeta?
He says, that's the big things.
Esas son las cosas grandes.
Did you ever hear the sunrise?
¿Alguna vez has escuchado el sol salir?
So I want to take that and let's look at that this morning again. In this walk,
y quiero traer esto en esta mañana para esta
what's
caminata.
Happening right now?
¿Qué está pasando justo ahora?
Regardless of, okay, I don't see anything.
Sin importar de, okay, no veo nada.
I don't feel anything.
No siento nada.
I could be discouraged.
Podría perder el aliento.
But I know.
Pero sé.
I know he's working.
Yo sé que él está obrando.
I know he's with me.
Yo sé que él está conmigo.
His word is performing.
Su palabra está obrando.
And doing what he said he would do.
Y haciendo lo que él dijo que haría.
So just a simple thought there, brothers and sisters.
Un pequeño pensamiento, hermanos.
To challenge and to encourage your hearts this morning.
Para retarles y
don't go to sleep.
Darle ánimos a su corazón.
And I don't mean that. I mean, sure, of course, in this service, but I'm talking about beyond this service.
Estoy hablando más allá de este servicio.
Let's be awake.
Despertemos.
Let's be attentive.
Que seamos atentos.
To the reality of what he's working out right now.
A la realidad que él está obrando ahora.
And maybe it's quiet.
Y quizás es callada.
Maybe I don't see or feel anything.
Quizás no vea o sienta nada.
But that word is happening. It's changing me. It's doing something inside of me.
Pero esa palabra está aconteciendo, está cambiándome y haciendo algo en mí.
So we'll go through some scriptures, some quotes here together.
Vamos a
but that's my challenge, my encouragement this morning.
Pero ese es mi reto y mi dada de ánimo en esta mañana.
Be mindful, conscious of what he's doing in us right now.
Tenga conciencia, tenga la mente puesta ahí, qué es lo que él está haciendo.
Life happening right now. Remember Brother Branham, he preached the message.
El hermano Branham predicó el mensaje.
The invisible,
lo invisible.
Union. Invisible.
La unión invisible.
We can't see it,
no la
but it's in
ver.
There, it's happening.
Pero está ahí y está pasando.
Life is taking place.
La vida está tomando lugar.
Let's with that go back to Isaiah 28 here.
Vayamos.
We're going to get a couple scriptures here in Isaiah, but
en Isaías 28 tengo unas cuantas escrituras acá.
Hold on a second. You know what? That's not right. I have a wrong scripture, but you know what? I can quote it. You all know it.
Esa no es la escritura correcta, pero la puedo citar. Ustedes todos la saben.
Give me just a second. No, no, there it is. Just sorry. Verse, Isaiah 28.
Sí, Isaías 28.
Verse 12 says, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear.
A los cuales él dijo, este es el reposo, dar reposo al cansado, y este es el refugio, mas no quisieron oír.
And verse 13, so beautiful, but the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Verso 13, la palabra pues de Jehová le será mandamiento tras mandamiento, mandato sobre mandato, renglón tras renglón, línea sobre línea, un poquito aquí, un poquito allí, otro poquito allá, hasta que vayan y caigan de espaldas y sean quebrantados, lanzados y presos.
Where's the miraculous? Where's the great thing? Where's the, it's right there, line upon line.
¿Dónde está lo maravilloso?
Life is cell upon cell.
Línea sobre línea, la vida sobre células.
Building and growing and transforming.
Construyendo y creciendo, transformando.
And just as we read there, here a little and there a little.
Y ahí está un poquito allí y un poquito allá.
It's big things that are quiet, brothers and sisters.
Son cosas grandes que son
what's
calladas.
What's he doing now?
¿Qué está haciendo él
where
ahora?
Is he now?
¿Dónde él está ahora?
We're told in Hebrews chapter 4.
Dichos en Hebreos 4.
Says today.
Dice hoy.
If you will hear his voice.
Si tú escuchas
what
is
he
voz,
speaking to us today?
Que nos está hablando.
Are our hearts and our ears tuned to that voice?
Nuestros corazones y oídos afinados a esa voz.
Let's go back to John 21 where we started. What is that to you?
Bueno, de vuelta a Juan 21 donde empezamos.
Follow me.
Sígueme.
Listen to me.
Escúchame.
Amen. Let's keep going.
Amén. Continuemos.
So again, we want to look at this thought of just what's today, if you will hear his voice.
¿Qué si hoy escuchas su voz?
What's happening now?
¿Qué está pasando hoy?
Life happening right now.
La vida aconteciendo justo ahora.
Jesus said, I am the way. There's that journey.
Jesús dijo, yo soy el camino. Esa
he is the way.
Él es el camino.
He is the one that's working.
Él es el que está orando.
He is the one that's changing and transforming us constantly.
Él es el que nos está cambiando y transformando.
First Thessalonians, over the New Testament here.
En Primera de Tesalonicenses, el Nuevo Testamento aquí.
First Thessalonians, chapter 2.
Capítulo 2.
Oops, I'm in Second Thessalonians, I'm sorry. First Thessalonians, chapter 2, and verse 13.
Primera de Tesalonicenses 2, verso 13.
Actually, we'll start with verse 12. It says that you would walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory.
Empecemos con el 12. Y os encargábamos que anduvieseis como es digno de Dios, que os llamó a su reino y gloria.
For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when we received the word of God, when ye received, can you put yourself in this, these verses? When ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God which effectually worketh in you also that believe.
Podría ponerse also en estas palabras, por lo cual también nosotros sin cesar damos gracias a Dios de que cuando recibisteis la palabra de Dios que oísteis de nosotros, la recibisteis no como palabra de hombres, sino según es en verdad la palabra de Dios la cual actúa en vosotros los creyentes.
Put that together with that quote, that's beautiful. You've received, you've heard that word.
Ponga esas dos juntas, usted recibió
the word of this hour,
la palabra de esta hora,
the word that is life,
la palabra que es vida,
and it's working,
y está obrando,
it's working effectually,
está obrando efectivamente,
it's going to produce,
producirá,
it's going to manifest itself,
se manifestará
again.
Sí,
what if it's quiet? What if I don't see or hear? What does that have to do with anything?
¿Qué si es callada, no la siento, no la escucho? ¿Qué tiene que ver eso?
He's working, brothers and sisters. Have confidence in that.
Él está orando, hermanos, hermanas. Tenga confianza en él.
Isaiah 55, that so familiar verse 10 says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
Isaías 55:10, muy común. Por como desciende de los cielos la lluvia y la nieve y no vuelve allá, sino que riega la tierra y la hace germinar y produce y da semilla al que siembra y pan al que come.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it.
Así será mi palabra que sale de mi boca, no volverá a mí vacía, sino que hará lo que yo quiera y será próspera en aquello para que la envíe.
So I think again, if I could convey them with all that's in me, the beauty of recognizing what is active in the bride right now, what's taking place now, that we would be mindful of these things.
Si yo pudiera convenir todas las cosas que están pasando en mi interior, de lo que estoy viendo de la novia, yo podríamos estar muy conscientes de lo que está pasando en estas cosas.
Again, like I said, let's not go to sleep, spiritually speaking.
Como dije nuevamente, no vayamos a dormir espiritualmente.
Let's be awake and have our hearts tuned to him.
Estemos despiertos y afinemos nuestros corazones.
Mindful of the energies of the Holy Spirit, the working.
Estar consciente de lo que el Espíritu Santo está obrando.
Of the Holy Spirit in our lives right now.
El obrar del Espíritu Santo en nuestras vidas ahora.
That invisible transformation.
Esta transformación invisible.
That's taking place. Amen.
Que está tomando lugar. Amen.
So he's there. He's with us, brothers and sisters. Have confidence in his presence, in his headship.
Entonces él está ahí con nosotros. Tenga confianza en su liderazgo.
As we talked about, let's have that vision of the Holy Spirit, of his word, where he's taking us.
De lo que hemos hablado, cómo el Espíritu Santo nos está llevando.
And that in this walk,
y que en esta caminata,
in this journey,
en esta jornada,
he's doing something
él está haciendo
along the way.
a lo largo del
camino. He's working along the way.
Él está obrando a lo largo del camino.
Maybe it's invisible.
Quizás es invisible.
Maybe it's silent.
Quizás es silencioso.
Maybe it's cell upon cell. Maybe it's here a little, there a little.
Quizás es célula sobre célula, un poquito aquí,
but
un poco allá.
Joy in him along the way.
Pero regocíjate en él.
Joy in the journey.
Gozo en el camino.
Knowing that he's with you.
Sabiendo que él está contigo.
Knowing that he's working.
Sabiendo que él está orando.
Knowing that life is happening.
Sabiendo que esa palabra,
building, growing.
Esa vida está aconteciendo.
Today, right now.
Construyendo y creciendo hoy, justo ahora.
I love Brother Branham there. Did you ever hear the sunrise?
Amo al hermano Branham. ¿Alguna vez has escuchado al sol?
It's big things are quiet.
No, porque las cosas grandes.
Have confidence in him, brothers and sisters.
Tenga confianza en él, hermano.
We know Philippians 1, we'll just quote that one, but he who began a good work in you,
sabemos en Filipenses 1 que aquel que empezó la obra en ti,
will perform it,
la culminará,
until the day of Jesus Christ.
La llevará a cabo hasta el día del Señor Jesús.
How tender, how constant is his care in the believer?
¿Cuán cauteloso es su cuidado al creyente?
I think, do you still have your hands in Isaiah? Let's turn to Isaiah 27,
because
I think
that's
a beautiful picture, again, of that constant care.
Es una hermosa fotografía de ese cuidado
constante. Isaiah 27,
constante.
We quote this one a lot, but
Isaiah 27, lo citamos
fits
mucho.
In here. And verse 3 says, the Lord do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it day and night.
Yo Jehová la guardo. Cada momento la regaré. La guardaré de noche y de día para que nadie la dañe.
Do you believe that?
¿Crees?
You love him.
¿Le ama?
How great is his care. How constant.
¿Cuán grandioso es su cuidado? ¿Cuán constante?
Look at that. I will water it once a month.
Mira eso. La regaré una vez al mes.
No, he said, I will water it every moment.
No,
he's with you.
La regaré cada momento, él está contigo.
Not one thing can happen but what he allows it.
Una cosa puede pasar que él permita.
Have confidence in him. Rest in him.
Tenga confianza en él, descanse
en
él.
In his presence and what's going on, what's happening now.
Él está presente lo que está pasando.
Despite the fact that I maybe don't see or hear or feel anything.
Sin importar de lo que yo sienta o vea.
Amen. Sorry, Amen. Am I going too fast?
No.
Just do that again if you need to. This is a beautiful, this is again something familiar, but this is from Christ the Mystery.
Esto es de Cristo el Misterio.
Of God Revealed.
De Dios Revelado.
And again, the thought here is let's be conscious of this journey, where we're headed to.
Seamos conscientes de esta jornada, ¿dónde nos estamos dirigiendo?
We're have our eyes on that journey, the destination, and that we realize along the way he's working.
Tenemos nuestros ojos en este destino donde él está obrando.
Silence does not mean absence.
El silencio no significa ausencia.
Okay, so he says here, in this is the end, this is paragraph 522, he says,
este es el final del párrafo 522.
Our headship is in heaven.
Nuestro liderazgo está en el cielo.
I like this. He says, I'm not going to Rome, I'm going to heaven when I die.
Me gusta. Yo no voy a Roma. Yo iré al cielo cuando muera.
So there's a connection here he's making. Headship with the body.
Entonces hay una conexión que le está haciendo el liderazgo.
The body being united with the head.
La ciudadanía con el cuerpo.
He says, and the body must follow the head.
Y él dice que el cuerpo debe seguir la cabeza.
As the wife follows the husband.
Así como la esposa sigue al esposo.
Being that not Adam was deceived, he walked out with Eve. So Adam was not
siendo
deceived.
Que Adán no fue engañado cuando caminó fuera con Eva.
So he's talking about she was in the transgression or the... Go ahead, sorry.
Él está hablando de que ella estaba en la transgresión.
So he's talking about Adam and Eve being united.
Hablando de que Adán y Eva estaban unidos.
Christ and the church being united.
Cristo y la iglesia unidos.
But he says here he had to redeem her, which is his body.
Pero dice que él la tenía que redimir porque era su cuerpo.
She has to be redeemed in order to come to him.
Ella tenía que ser redimida para venir a él.
Do you see it now? This is so beautiful.
Lo ve, esto es hermoso.
He says, oh my, see, it couldn't have happened then.
Oh, Dios mío, no podía pasar antes.
It couldn't have happened then.
No podía pasar antes.
Redemption's going on.
La redención está aconteciendo.
Now you see the seals.
Ahora ven los sellos.
So do you see that beautiful picture, what has happened in this hour?
¿Está viendo esa hermosa fotografía?
In this word.
En esta hora, en este mundo.
Christ in his word.
Cristo en su palabra.
Released, I would say.
liberada, podría
decir. Upon the people through his word.
Por sobre su pueblo a través de la palabra.
And there is redemption taking place.
Y ahí está la redención tomando lugar.
What happened at Calvary?
¿Qué pasó en el Calvario?
That price was paid.
Ese precio fue pagado.
The sin question was answered.
La pregunta del pecado fue respondida.
And that, you could say, released God on his people to work out this plan.
Ahora puedes decir que Dios ha sido liberado obrando.
And the early church, she hybridized like Eve.
Y la iglesia primitiva se hibridó como Eva.
She mixed.
Se mezcló.
One word off is all it takes.
Una palabra fuera es todo lo que tomó.
But in this hour,
pero en esta hora,
through this word restored,
a través de esta palabra restaurada,
we're brought back and God can now do a work in his people.
Hemos sido traídos de vuelta y ahora Dios puede obrar en su pueblo.
Taking her back to Eden.
Tomándolo de vuelta a Edén.
Back to the beginning.
De vuelta al principio.
Back into the image of God.
De vuelta a la imagen de Dios.
And that's what's going on.
Y eso es lo que está pasando.
That's what's so beautiful, brothers and sisters, this word of this hour.
Es lo que es hermoso en esta palabra de esta hora.
It's working.
Está obrando.
It is absolutely life.
Es absolutamente vida.
It's absolutely transforming us and changing us.
Absolutamente transformándonos y cambiándonos.
So along the way on this journey,
a lo largo del camino en esta jornada,
be mindful of these things, brothers and sisters, that working that he's doing.
Eso es lo que está haciendo. Nada
can hinder or prevent his word from being fulfilled.
Puede impedir que se cumpla.
All right, let's go back to Genesis 28. This is encouraging. This is, you know, this was Abraham.
Vayamos a Génesis 28. Esto es animante.
Actually, this would be
esto
Jacob,
Abraham.
I believe, but talk about a walk with God.
Habla de una caminata con
and
Dios.
And a rest and a confidence that, hey, he's with me.
Y un descanso y una confianza de,
he's
hey,
taking
él está conmigo.
Me somewhere.
Me está tomando en algún lugar.
He's going to perform his word.
Él hará su palabra.
And along the way,
y a lo largo del camino,
the journey, the path,
la jornada del camino,
maybe hot,
quizás sea caliente,
maybe difficult,
sea difícil,
in the natural,
en lo natural,
but have confidence in him that along the way he is working.
Pero tenga confianza en él, que él está obrando.
Changing us, amen.
Nos está cambiando, amen.
Okay, this is just Genesis 28:15.
Génesis 28:15.
He says, "Behold, I'm with thee, and will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest. I am with thee." Hold on to that.
Yo estoy contigo y te guardaré donde quiera que fueres y volveré a traer.
And I'm going to keep thee in all the places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land.
Y volveré a traerte a esta tierra.
For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of.
Y no te dejaré hasta que haya hecho lo que te he dicho.
That's beautiful.
Eso es hermoso.
So simple there, we can see two things.
Tan sencillo que podemos ver dos cosas.
Much more, of course, but
quizás más,
two points that I would bring out of that.
Dos puntos que traeré fuera de ello.
I'm with you.
Estoy contigo.
And I'm working.
Y estoy obrando.
Have confidence
ten
in
confianza.
Me, brothers and sisters. Mm. Hebrews, cast not away your confidence.
En Hebreos,
which has great recompense of reward.
No te deshagas de tu confianza porque tiene gran galardón.
Confidence in his presence,
confianza
that he's with
en su
me.
Presencia, que él está conmigo.
Go back again, the sun rising. Did you ever hear it?
Vaya de vuelta nuevamente el nacer del sol.
He's with you.
Él está contigo.
It may be silent, it may be quiet.
Él está
but
contigo,
he's with you
quizás,
and he's working.
Que está, esté callado, pero él está orando.
Let's turn to Isaiah. We're going to hit a few more in Isaiah here. Sorry.
We vayamos de vuelta a Isaías.
Drop them all in while we're there. Isaiah chapter 12, because this is
Isaías 12.
Just a really a beautiful passage here that I wanted to.
Un pasaje muy hermoso que quiero.
How amazing! How awesome is this? And I'm reminded as we go through this.
Cuán sorprendente, cuán hermoso. Estoy recordado mientras vamos.
Brother Branham's statement in God of this evil age.
La declaración del hermano Branham en el Dios de esta edad perversa.
Where he says, in this age, of all ages.
Él dice, en esta edad, de todas las edades.
This evil age.
Esta edad perversa.
This dark age.
Esta edad oscura.
The work that God is doing.
La obra que Dios está haciendo.
Bringing out a bride, a people.
Trayendo
for his name.
Una novia, un pueblo para su nombre.
When all the conditions around you.
Con todas las condiciones alrededor suyo.
Would seem so contrary.
Lo cual se mira tan contrario.
to what God would be doing.
A lo que Dios estaría haciendo.
But it just shows you that this realm has no hold, pero, no grasp on you.
Que este,
and his word
este mundo no tiene agar,
being
raíz para
expressed
agarrarse de ti.
And manifested in you.
Para que sea expresado en ti.
I'm sorry about that. Let me say that again, that this age that we live in,
esta edad en la que vivimos,
the God of this evil age, that message,
el mensaje del Dios de esta edad perversa,
that it would seem so strange. Brother Branham even uses that word, so strange.
Se miraría tan extraño, hermano Branham lo dijo.
What God is doing in this age, bringing out a people,
lo que Dios está haciendo, trayendo afuera un pueblo,
for his name,
para su nombre,
when the conditions of this age,
cuando la condición de esta edad,
would seem so contrary to it.
Se miraría tan contrario a ello.
But the reality is, brothers and sisters,
pero la realidad es, hermanos, hermanas,
this realm,
esta dimensión,
this dimension,
este reino,
what you see and touch and feel,
lo que usted ve, toca y siente,
has no power over you.
No tiene poder sobre usted.
Over him.
Sobre él.
Over him manifesting and bringing his word to pass.
Sobre él manifestando y trayendo su palabra a pasar.
Amen. So let's have confidence in him.
Amen.
Confidence. Joy again. Joy in the journey that he's...
Gozo nuevamente. Gozo en la jornada.
He's with me.
Que él está conmigo.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So let's go back to Isaiah chapter 12.
Vamos a Isaías 12.
Just, and I think the expression here that's so beautiful is this
siento que la expresión aquí es tan hermosa.
Confidence that we see here, this esa, joy
esa confianza que vemos aquí, ese gozo
of our God on our side.
Que Dios está en nuestro lado.
I don't have anything going for me.
No tengo nada
naturally speaking,
a favor mío, naturalmente hablando.
Neither do you.
Ni siquiera usted.
But God.
Pero Dios.
How much could we say that? But God.
Pero
God
Dios
is on our side.
¿Cuánto
God
podemos
is
decir?
For us.
Dios está por nosotros.
Amen.
A favor nuestro. Amen.
Isaiah 12. And in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me.
Isaías 12. En aquel día dirás, cantaré a ti, oh Jehová, pues aunque te enojaste contra mí, tu indignación se apartó y me has consolado.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. And he also has become my salvation.
He aquí, Dios es mi salvación mía. Me aseguraré y no temeré, porque mi fortaleza y mi canción es Jehová, a quien ha sido mi salvación.
I love it. Verse 3, therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation.
En el verso 3, leamos. Sacaréis con gozo aguas de las fuentes de la salvación.
And in that day ye shall say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted.
Y diréis en aquel día, cantar a Jehová, aclamad su nombre, haced célebres en los pueblos sus obras, recordad que su nombre es engrandecido.
And verse 5, sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things, this is known in all the earth.
En el verso 5, cantad salmos a Jehová, porque ha hecho cosas magníficas, se ha sabido por sobre toda la tierra.
Don't you just see that joy,
no
that
lo ve,
Lord, my confidence,
ese gozo, esa confianza,
my joy, it's all in you.
Mi gozo está todo en ti.
Again,
nuevamente.
John chapter 21, what is that to you? Get your eyes off this world,
Juan 21, ¿qué es eso para
off
usted?
Yourself,
quita sus ojos de este mundo, de usted mismo.
Follow me,
sigue
walk with me, keep your eyes,
conmigo.
And then now finally verse 6, cry okay out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst
en el,
of thee.
En el verso 6, regocíjate y canta, oh moradora de Sion, porque grande es en medio de ti el Santo Israel.
Do you see that? Isn't that beautiful, brothers and sisters? Let's joy in him.
¿No es eso hermoso?
Joy in the journey.
Gocémonos en él.
With a confidence.
En la jornada, con la
and
confianza.
A rest.
En el rest.
And a revelation that he's with me.
Que él está conmigo.
And he's working right now.
Y que está obrando justo ahora.
That life upon life, cell upon cell, word upon word.
Palabra sobre palabra.
Amen.
Amen.
Regardless of what I feel or see, he's there.
Sin importarlo lo que siento vea, él está ahí.
Amen. Let's keep going. This is from the message, Restoration of the Bride Tree. I've read this before.
Este es el mensaje de la restauración del árbol novia.
May seem familiar, but I think it just was fitting here.
Quizás es, bueno, creo que es.
It's just, he's expressing how.
Es de acorde.
Again, regardless of what you feel,
él está expresando, sin importar de lo que sientes,
regardless of this dimension,
sin importar de esta dimensión,
regardless of anything that could seem like it's against you,
sin importar de lo que se parezca que es contra
his
tuyo,
his word will perform, it will succeed, it will accomplish what he has said.
Su palabra acontecerá y prevalecerá.
I like that. I'm reminded of Daniel. Remember that it says when they came out of the fiery furnace.
Me recuerda de Daniel.
There wasn't even a smell of fire on them.
Cuando salió del horno de fuego.
The fire had no influence on them.
Ni siquiera había tenido ellos olor a fuego, como que si el fuego.
So are you.
Así es que
kept. So are you held.
Retenido.
So are you, brothers and sisters, protected in this hour.
Así ustedes también son protegidos en
so
esta
let's
hora.
Go into this. This is the restoration of the bride tree. The message, restoration of the bride tree, is 64.
La restauración del árbol novia, 64.
He says, that's the reason the law of life that was in Christ.
Esa es la razón, la ley de la vida que estaba en Cristo.
When the word was spoke.
Cuando la palabra fue hablada.
Watch this carefully. He said, I'll not suffer my Holy One to see corruption, neither will I leave his soul in hell.
No dejaré que mi santo vea corrupción ni que su alma se quede en el Seol.
Well, let's hold on to this carefully. This is so
retengamos
good.
Retengamos esto, vigilemos esto.
He says, there wasn't enough time.
No había suficiente tiempo.
There wasn't enough devils.
No había suficientes diablos.
There wasn't enough anything.
No había suficientes nada.
To keep Christ in that grave till his body began to rot.
Para retener a Cristo en esa tumba para empezar que su cuerpo se descompusiera.
Because the law of God would bring that word to pass.
Porque la ley de Dios vendría, lo traería la palabra a acontecer.
And the law of God by the Holy Spirit brings any promise to pass.
Y la ley de Dios por el Espíritu Santo trae cualquier promesa a acontecer. Escucha.
Regardless of the conditions.
Sin importar las condiciones.
Amen. Those Job said, though skin worms destroy my body, yet in my flesh I'll see God.
Job dijo que aunque los gusanos destruyan mi cuerpo y mi piel, aún
now,
mi carne, veré a Dios.
We can have a lot of confidence and refer back to that, but can we have that same confidence of his word and with regards to me?
Ahora podemos tener mucha confianza y referirnos de vuelta a ello, pero puedo tener la misma confianza cuando se refiere a mí.
And that's exactly where he goes next.
Y es exactamente donde él va próximamente.
Listen to this. He says, regardless of how little we are.
Escuche esto. Sin importar cuán pequeños seamos.
How low we are.
Cuán bajos estemos.
How impure we are.
Cuán impuros estemos.
How unholy we are.
Cuán indignos somos.
How sick we are.
Cuán enfermos estamos.
How afflicted we are.
Cuán afligidos estamos.
You could just keep going on. How, doesn't matter.
Y continúa, puedes continuar, continuar, no, como, no importa.
The law of God's Spirit, by His Word,
la ley del Espíritu de Dios, por su palabra,
makes it obey Him.
Le hace obedecer.
Forces the issue, says, give it back.
Fuerza al asunto
Amen.
Para que lo devuelva.
And he goes on, he just keeps saying that, regardless
Amen.
Of the conditions.
Él continúa diciendo, sin importar las condiciones.
So take your eyes off of this realm, brothers and sisters.
Entonces, quita
Have
tus ojos.
Have confidence in the one who's with you.
De este reino y ten confianza.
What did we read in Isaiah 27? I, the Lord, do keep it every, he says, I water it every moment.
¿Qué leí en Isaías 27? Te regalé cada momento.
He is.
¿Cuán atento él es?
To his work.
A su obra.
To his word.
A su palabra.
To his seed in you.
Su simiente en ti. Su simiente
and know that he's with you. Know that he's growing you.
Y saber de que él está en ti, haciéndote crecer.
Amen. Regardless of what I feel or see.
Sin importar de lo que sienta o vea.
So let's joy in the journey, brothers and sisters.
Entonces, gocémonos en la jornada, hermanos.
Have confidence in him that he's with you.
Ten confianza de que él está contigo.
You don't have to turn there, but it's so familiar. We know in Romans chapter 8.
No necesitas ir ahí, pero es muy familiar en Romanos 6, 8.
All things.
Todas las cosas.
All things. Can
todas
you
las cosas.
Really say that all things work together.
Todas las cosas.
They are working.
Todas
together.
Están obrando
he's
juntas.
Working.
Él está obrando.
On your behalf,
en,
to the
favor.
Good of them that love him, to those that are called.
Aquellos que le aman, Amen. Aquellos que han sido llamados. Amen.
Amen. What Amen. A mighty God. Let's,
Dios maravilloso.
So we've kind of set that, and now I just want to bring in a few other things here as we think of this path that we're on, the journey.
Ya hemos establecido eso, traeremos otras
resting
cosas.
In him, being confident in him.
Descansando en él y estar confiados
that
en
he's
él.
With you.
Que él está contigo.
That he's working.
Él está obrando.
Listen for him. Pay attention to him.
Escucha por él y
he says, we read earlier, what is that to thee? Follow me. What is he doing today?
Sígueme. ¿Qué él está haciendo hoy?
What is he speaking today?
¿Qué está hablando?
I can tell you he is.
Te podría decir.
Let's be tuned to that. Let's be aware of that. Let's be mindful of that.
Afinémonos en ello. Estemos conscientes de eso.
Amen. We're going to turn. You don't have to if you don't. You can if you want. Jeremiah 29.
En Jeremías 27.
11.
29:11.
This is beautiful. So.
Esto es hermoso.
To kind of weave a few more things in here. Think of God's thoughts again towards us.
Piensa el pensamiento de Dios hacia nosotros.
He says, verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end."
Porque yo sé los pensamientos que tengo acerca de vosotros, dice Jehová, pensamientos de paz y no de mal, para daros el fin que esperáis.
Now that's beautiful, because that word there, that expected end, it's measured.
Esa palabra, ese fin que esperáis, es medido, es calculado.
It's precise.
Es preciso.
So you're on this path, this journey that he's leading us.
Entonces estás en esta jornada, en este camino que nos está
towards
llevando
a destination.
Hacia un destino.
We know where we came from, we know where we started.
Sabemos de dónde venimos, dónde empezamos.
And we can look into the scriptures and see where he's leading us.
Y podemos ver las escrituras y ver dónde nos está llevando.
But I think that's so rich that we can have this assurance and rest.
Creo que eso es tan rico que podemos tener esa confianza y descanso.
That again, he is taking us to that destination.
Que nuevamente.
It's precise, it's calculated, it's measured.
Nos está tomando ese destino, es preciso, es medido.
We'll go kind of back here real quickly to Psalm chapter 17.
Vamos de vuelta un poco en Salmos.
And again,
17.
This thought still of changing him. Of transformation of life happening now.
Y el pensamiento nuevamente de estar cambiando la vida nuevamente.
Let's see, do I have that right? Yeah, Psalm 17 and verse 15.
Salmo 17, verso 15.
What are we going to look like? What is that end?
¿Cómo luciremos?
That expected end. It's him. It's him manifested. You're going to look like
ese fin
him.
Esperado. ¿Cómo?
You're going to express him.
Tú te verás como él. Tú le expresarás.
So here we go in verse 15. Says, "As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I will be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness."
En el verso 15, "En cuanto a mí, veré tu rostro en justicia. Estaré satisfecho cuando despierte a tu semejanza."
You cannot look at him. You cannot truly behold him and not be changed.
No puedes solamente verlo, estar mirándole a él y no ser cambiado.
As we behold him, we're changed.
A la imagen de él, seremos cambiados.
Amen. It's so, amen. All these things going on.
Todas estas cosas aconteciendo.
The outward man, right? The scripture says perishes.
El hombre exterior perece.
But the inward man is renewed.
Pero el hombre interior se renueva.
Day by day.
Día tras día.
Word upon word,
palabra,
cell upon cell,
sobre palabra,
life upon life.
Célula sobre célula y vida sobre
vida.
All right,
we're going to fast forward a little bit here in a sense. Just bear with me. Let's go to Revelations, because
adelantaremos un poco, iremos a Apocalipsis.
Keep in mind what we just read in Jeremiah. Keep in mind what we just read in Psalms.
Retenga lo que leímos en Jeremías y Salmos.
And in verse Revelation, 21.
Y vayamos a Apocalipsis 21.
And verse 10.
Verso 11.
Actually, verse 9. Let's
Perdón.
Start there.
Verso 9.
It says, "And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the last, full of the seven last plagues, and talked unto me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife."
Vino entonces a mí uno de los siete ángeles que tenía las siete copas llenas de las siete plagas postreras, y habló conmigo diciendo, "Ven acá, yo te mostraré la desposada, la esposa del Cordero."
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
Y me llevó en el espíritu un monte grande y alto, y me mostró la gran ciudad santa de Jerusalén que descendía del cielo de Dios.
And verse 11 is so beautiful.
Verse
11.
Es tan hermoso el verso 11.
It's for you.
Es para usted.
To look into the future.
Para mirar al futuro.
And see yourself in the Word of God. What he has done.
Y se ve a sí mismo en la palabra de Dios de lo que él ha hecho.
What does it say? Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear and as crystal.
Que dice, teniendo la gloria de Dios, y su fulgor era semejante a una piedra preciosísima como la piedra de jaspe, jaspana como el cristal.
There we go. An expected end.
Ahí está un final
him,
esperado. Es él.
Him on display in his people.
Él desplegándose en su pueblo.
And you see her. You see this bride.
Y usted la ve a esta novia.
She looks like him.
Ella se ve como él.
Her glory is his glory.
Su gloria es como la de él.
Her beauty is his beauty.
La belleza de ella es la belleza.
There's nothing of ourselves, but it's all him.
No hay nada de nosotros,
on display, perfected in a people.
Perfeccionado en su pueblo.
Completed, finished.
Completado, finalizado.
Amen. The branch of my planting, the work of my hand.
Amen. La planta que yo planté, la obra de mis manos.
Might be glorified.
Para que yo sea glorificado.
Amen. And it's happening, brothers and sisters. Again, back to what is he doing now?
Pasando, hermanos, hermanos. ¿Qué es lo que está
Where
haciendo
is he
ahora?
Taking us now?
¿Dónde nos está tomando ahora?
I didn't get this into my notes here, but I want to share it. This is a familiar scripture here.
Quiero compartir un comentario.
But just this reality of transformation of life happening right now.
La realidad de la transformación de lo que está pasando.
Quietly.
Silenciosamente.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Okay, so this, bear with me, I didn't get this in for...
Reténgase conmigo.
In time. This is 2 Corinthians, we know this. Beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. But I wanted to read it. This is from... the Amplified version. It was just kind of rich to me.
Esta es una versión de, amplificada.
And he says,
muy rico
and,
para mí.
Listen, because the wording here to me just struck just right. He says, and we all with unveiled face.
Y todos nosotros con un rostro develado.
Continually.
Continuamente.
Continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
Continuamente viendo como en un espejo la gloria del Señor.
Are progressively being transformed into His image.
Somos progresivamente transformados a su imagen.
From one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord.
De un grado de gloria a un mayor. A una mayor gloria, lo cual viene del Señor.
Amen. Don't you love that? So
Amen, ¿no
it's
lo ama?
Striking to me that continually beholding Him,
Eso
continually
me impacta.
Seeing Him.
Me impacta continuamente viéndole.
And as a result,
mirándole.
Progressively being changed.
Y como resultado, progresivamente siendo cambiado.
Amen. He's there. It is, brothers and sisters, that life.
Está.
What's
Esa
happening
vida.
Now? He's working.
De lo que está pasando.
He's with you.
Él está obrando.
Have
está
confidence
contigo.
In Him.
Ten confianza en él.
Have confidence that His word is working in you. You've received
Ten
that seed in your heart.
Que su palabra está orando en ti. Tienes esa semilla en tu corazón.
It doesn't lie dormant. It's building and it's growing. It's building that body.
No se retiene adormecida. Está construyendo en ese corazón.
Brother Branham, he's asked, and I think in questions and answers, tell us about that, the mystery of the translation of the Bride of Christ.
El hermano Branham le fue preguntado en preguntas y respuestas del misterio de la transformación de la
How do we get out of here?
¿Cómo saldremos de aquí?
It's right here. It's happening. It's that cell upon cell, word upon word. That's where he goes with that, if
está
I remember
justo
correctly.
Aquí, está pasando, célula sobre célula, palabra
Amen.
Sobre palabra.
Being Amen. Transformed. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. We'll catch a few more here. You guys, I think.
Siendo transformado, vayamos a Primera de Corinto.
Hopefully this makes
Abordaremos
sense.
Unas cosas acá.
Sorry, first. You're already there. 1 Corinthians 15.
Primera de Corintios 15.
And we'll just drop in. There's a lot here. There's we could pull out of here, but verse 48 and 49. We'll just do that.
En el verso 48 y 49.
He's talking about the natural man, the spiritual man, but
está hablando del hombre.
Verse 48 says, as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly.
Cual el terrenal, tales también los terrenales, y cual el celestial, tales también los celestiales.
And verse 49, and as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly.
Y en 49, así como hemos traído la imagen del terrenal, traeremos también la imagen del celestial.
That's exciting.
Eso es excitante.
I think there's so much there that we can just rejoice again in this scripture, in this word, knowing what he's doing, what he's bringing us into his likeness.
Creo que hay muchas ahí que podemos regocijarnos en lo que él está
Amen.
Haciendo.
Amen. She's going to look like him.
Amén. Ella lucirá como él.
And it's building that body right now. I'm going to actually... Sorry, go ahead.
Edificando ese cuerpo. Quiero, de hecho,
So I'm gonna go into just a few more quotes here because there's a couple things I want to bring out, and then we'll close.
Vamos a ir unas citas con unas cosas que quiero abordar.
This is also from Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed.
También de Cristo, el misterio de Dios revelado.
So again, he's talking about the head and the body being so united.
Él está hablando de que la cabeza y el cuerpo siendo tan unidos. Mm.
Sorry. Okay. So he says he is the first fruits of the resurrection. Is that right?
Él es el primer fruto de la resurrección. ¿Es eso correcto?
He's the head of the body, which is the church, the bride.
Él es la cabeza del cuerpo, lo cual es la iglesia.
Okay. So he says then the bride body must follow the head, for it is part of his resurrection and part of the mystery.
Entonces el cuerpo novia debe seguir la cabeza para ser parte de su resurrección.
I want to repeat that.
Quiero repetir eso.
The body must follow the head, for it's part of his resurrection.
El cuerpo novia debe seguir la cabeza para ser parte de su resurrección.
Now listen to what he says next. It's impossible for it not to go.
Es imposible para que no.
She's bone.
No vaya.
Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh.
Hueso de su hueso, carne de su carne. Ella es una.
Oh my, it's part of God's mystery.
Oh Dios mío, es parte del misterio de Dios.
How God revealed himself here and raised it up by the word.
Como Dios se reveló a sí mismo.
So he reveals his church and is raising it up by the same word. It's part of his threefold mystery.
Él es revelado a su iglesia y elevándola.
And now listen, he says, as
por
the,
su palabra, es parte de su
as misterio. The head was took from the grave, so must the body follow him back to Eden.
Así como la cabeza fue extraída del la tumba, también el cuerpo le debe seguir al Edén.
Where the head of the family, the man, the bridegroom.
Donde la cabeza de la familia es el novio.
The bride being the body of the bridegroom must follow the bride because that's the head.
La novia siendo el cuerpo del novio debe de seguir a debe de seguirle porque él es la cabeza.
And the head is revealed and come back with eternal life and the body must follow that because it is husband and wife again.
Y la cabeza es revelada y traída de vuelta a la vida eterna. Y el cuerpo debe seguir eso porque el esposo y la esposa son nuevamente juntos.
That now to say this is kind of where I'm focusing on here. He says now as long as you're pregnated.
Él dice que cuán pronto estés embarazado.
With the same word.
Con la misma palabra.
Which is his body. You've took his body.
Lo cual es su palabra, tomas su cuerpo.
You've become in him when you took the word.
Cuando tomas la palabra.
Amen. Not the creed.
No el credo.
The word.
Pero la palabra.
So here she is, Mrs. Jesus Christ, that bride.
Aquí está ella, la señora Jesucristo. Impregnada
with his word,
con su palabra.
Part of him.
Parte de él.
Life of his life.
La vida
bone
de
of
su
his
vida,
bone.
El hueso de su hueso.
Do you see how connected you are? How your whole identity.
¿Usted ve cuán
all that you are
está,
is in him.
Todo está en él.
She has no beauty of her own. It's his beauty.
No tiene
she
belleza
has no
propia,
glory of her own.
Él.
It's his.
No
it's
tiene
his beauty, his
hueso
character.
Su propio hueso, sino es de él.
Oh my. I'm going to just bear with me. Is this okay? I just got two
pero téngase
more.
Conmigo. Tengo unas cuantas más.
Two more that we'll... So he says here, now this is moving on, this is a different one, this is trying to do God a service without it being the will of God. He says,
este es del sermón tratando de hacer un servicio a Dios sin ser su voluntad.
So again, just stepping back for a second.
Retrocediendo un poco.
The bride.
La novia.
United with his head.
Unida con su cabeza.
Becoming one, her head.
Siendo
becoming
ser,
one.
Veniendo a ser uno con su cabeza.
Life upon life, cell upon cell.
La vida sobre vida, célula sobre célula.
What is he doing now?
¿Qué le está haciendo ahora?
Think of it.
Piensa al respecto.
Where are we?
¿Dónde estamos?
Is it desert? Is it lonely? Is it quiet? Is he left us?
¿Es desértico? ¿Está callado? ¿Es solitario? ¿Nos dejó?
Or is he working a beautiful work?
Él está obrando.
And is his word
hermosa obra,
building
y es su palabra,
and growing and building a body
construyendo y haciendo
in
crecer
another dimension?
Cuerpo.
Is that happening?
¿En otra dimensión está aconteciendo?
So that's what we're looking at, all these things tied together.
Es lo que estamos viendo, todas estas
he
cosas
says now here, he says, this is so beautiful.
Y esto es tan hermoso.
And today he's standing among us in the person of the Holy Ghost.
Y hoy se está parado entre nosotros en la forma del Espíritu Santo.
Manifesting himself more and more.
Manifestándose a sí mismo más y más.
Coming into his church.
Viniendo a su iglesia.
Making himself known because
dándose a conocer más
because him and the bride and the groom will be the same making himself known
la novia y el novio vendrán a ser la misma. Mm.
Now listen.
Ahora escucha.
He says, one day.
Un día.
One day you'll see the one that you feel in your heart.
Tú verás lo que sentías en tu corazón.
And see his identification.
Y mirarás su identificación.
Will become personalized before you.
Vendrá a ser personalizado ante ti.
Then you and he are one.
Entonces, que tú y él son uno.
Oh my.
Oh, Dios.
Isn't that beautiful, brother?
¿Es eso hermoso, hermano y hermano?
The one that you feel in your heart. You've seen this. You've seen him manifested.
Al que tú sientes en
today.
Tu corazón.
And you see that in your heart. You feel que, that tug in your heart.
Que tú sientes ese apretujón en tu corazón.
One day he'll become personalized before you.
Un día tú estarás ante él.
He says, you've united by the word.
Él dice, has sido unificado por la palabra.
And the word was in the beginning.
Y la palabra era en el principio.
We'll go back to the beginning, which is God.
E irá de vuelta al principio, lo cual es Dios.
I like that. Where was your beginning? It was
Me
God.
Gusta.
What's your end? What's the destination? It's God.
¿Cuál fue tu principio?
God
Dios.
In his family. God in his children.
Dios en su familia,
God
sus niños.
Displayed on display in his children, in his family. All him.
Dios desplegándose en sus niños,
he
en
says,
su familia, nuevamente.
Amen. At that day you'll know that I'm in my Father.
Amén. En ese día sabrán de que yo estoy en mi Padre.
My Father in me and I in you, you in
que
me.
Que mi Padre en mí, que yo en ti, y ustedes en mí.
Now look what he says next. He says, we're here.
Y él dice, estamos aquí.
We're here. It's happening.
Estamos aquí,
what did
está
we,
pasando.
What did we read earlier? Redemption is going on.
La redención
now.
Está aconteciendo justo ahora.
Wake up, church.
Despierta, iglesia.
Be mindful of these things. Let's be have our hearts
so consciente de estas cosas.
Tuned to him.
Afínate a él.
What is he working right now?
¿Qué él está obrando ahora?
You have that confidence of him in your in our midst.
Tienes esa confianza de él en nuestros medios.
Amen. One
Amén.
More here he says.
Una palabra aquí dice.
The spoken word is the original seed.
La palabra hablada es la simiente original.
He says, so the believers of the word and the spirit must be one.
Él dice que los creyentes de la palabra en el espíritu deben de ser uno.
He says, you get it?
Él dice, lo
believers,
capta?
The word and the spirit are absolutely one.
La palabra y el espíritu son absolutamente
I like this.
Uno.
He says, you don't do
eso.
Your own thinking.
Tú no haces tu propio pensar.
You don't use your own mind.
No usas tu propia mente.
Isn't that wonderful? The mind
sorprendente, la mente
was in Christ, is in you.
Que estaba en Cristo, está en ti.
Amen. The mind Amen. Is in Christ, and you'll take the word just like he did, because he
mente.
Was the word.
Y tú tomarás la palabra como él lo hizo, porque él es la
and
palabra.
And the mind of Christ in you.
Y la mente de Cristo en ti.
You are the word.
Tú eres la palabra.
You're the God's living word.
Tú eres la palabra viviente.
Representatives of him here on earth. That's right.
Representantes de él aquí en la tierra. Eso es correcto.
Continuing the work.
Continuando la obra.
The church should be that way.
La iglesia debe ser de esa manera.
And he says, when the Bible is manifested again, like again in the early days of the disciples.
Y dice, cuando la Biblia sea nuevamente manifestada como en los días primitivos.
The Bible living again in you.
La Biblia viviendo
in
nuevamente en ti.
You.
En
oh
ti.
My goodness.
Oh Dios mío.
Be not, I'm going to just quote it, Romans 12.
Citaré en Romanos 12.
Be not conformed to this world.
No se conformen a este mundo.
But transformed.
Pero transformen.
There we go. Every day. By the
Ahí
renewing.
Está. Cada día para
the changing.
El renovamiento. El cambiar.
Of your mind.
El cambio de su mente.
It's happening.
Está pasando.
It's happening right now.
Está pasando.
Cell upon
ahora.
Cell. Line
célula
upon line.
Sobre célula. Línea sobre línea.
That you may prove.
Que tú probarás.
That you may prove.
Que tú probarás.
What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God?
¿Cuál es el buen y perfecto voluntad de Dios?
What is the will of God?
¿Cuál es la voluntad de Dios?
We read, it's the scripture, it's you
Vemos, la
manifesting him.
Es usted manifestándole
you
a él.
Projecting and displaying him.
Proyectándole y desplegándole.
And how does that come to pass?
¿Y cómo pasará?
It's that word engraved in our hearts.
Es esa palabra
written in our hearts.
Corazones.
Cleaning out our conscience.
Limpiando nuestras
all these things every single
cosas,
day.
Cada día.
Joy in the journey, brothers.
Gozo en la jornada, hermanos.
He's with you.
Él
He's
está
working.
Contigo, está orando.
He hasn't left you.
No te ha dejado.
Remember, let's go right back to where
Recuerda,
we started.
Vayamos de vuelta donde empezamos.
Big things are quiet. Things.
Grandes cosas son silenciosas.
Silence does not mean absence. He's with you and he's working.
No significa ausencia.
Amen.
Él está
let's
contigo
pray.
Y está orando. Amén. Oremos.
Heavenly Father, we just bow before you, Lord, before your word.
Padre celestial, nos
Lord,
inclinamos
we ask
ante
that you
ti.
Would be so
ante tu palabra y pedimos que tú seas
exalted this morning, Lord.
Tan exaltado esta mañana, Señor.
You would just raise our awareness, Father.
Que tú aumentes nuestra conciencia.
Our love, Lord,
nuestro
to
amor
you.
A ti.
In this hour, Lord, what you're performing.
En esta hora de lo que tú estás obrando.
Though it may be invisible.
Aunque sea invisible.
Maybe silent.
Quizás sea silencioso.
Lord, you're working.
Señor, usted está
Life
obrando.
Is happening.
La vida está aconteciendo.
Your word is changing a people.
Su palabra está cambiando al pueblo.
Oh God, you're great. We just bless your name. We adore you, Father.
Oh Señor, en grande exáltate. Te adoramos.
Take these things, Lord, stir up your people and
Toma
be glorified, we pray.
Y redarguye a tu gente
we just give
para
you
que
all,
tú seas glorificado.
All thanks and praise.
Ponemos todas estas cosas en alabanza.
Beautiful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
En oración, en precioso nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Amen. Let's stand. Would you sing? We'll,
Pongámonos de pies. Podría cantar.
What's that song? There's two of them I had on my mind. His word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance, right?
Su obra es...
No matter what I feel or see, His word is working mightily in me. Amen.
Su palabra está orando poderosamente en mí, no importa lo que veo siendo.
The word is working mightily in me. The word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance or what I feel or see, His word is working mightily in me. Sing it again. His word is working mightily in me. His word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance or what I feel or see, The word is working mightily in me. Amen. Okay, one other one here. Let's sing in the Only Believe 548. From glory to glory, He's changing me. His likeness and image to perfect in me. Amen. From glory to glory, He's changing me. Changing me, changing me. His likeness and image to perfect in me. The love of God shown to the world, for He's changing, changing me from earthly things. Heavenly, His likeness and image to perfect in me. The love of God shown to the world. From glory to glory, He's changing me, changing me. His likeness and image to perfect in me. The love of God shown to the world. For He's changing, changing me from earthly things to the heavenly. Likeness and image to perfect in me. The love of God shown to the world. Amen. Can we just, in the inserts, turn over in there to number 13. Reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Reign in me. My heart. sing it once more. Worship Him.
Great in me, sovereign Lord, reign in me. Captivate my heart, let your kingdom come, establish there your throne, let your will be done, reign in me.
Have confidence in Him, that He's with you. He's working. Though it's silent, He's there. He's working. Amen. Brother Nestor, go ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful this morning for the sharing of Your word, for that confidence that You have expressed this time to us, Lord, that You're still working in us. You're making us more clear every day how You work in our lives. No matter the situation we're going through, Lord, we know that it's for Your glory. Because all the things that happen to us are for a purpose, Lord. And we can see ourselves in the end, Lord, reigning in glory with You, Father. Help us, Lord, to keep this faith. Encourage one another, Lord, in this journey. Mm. And rejoicing, Lord, singing praises to Your name. Amen. No matter what, Lord. Amen. Help us to be those worshipers that you want to see from us, Lord. Help us to display those gifts that You have given to us, Lord. That when others see us, Lord, may see that as a Christian, that is a true Christian. Help us to be part of You, Lord. Help us to be that body of Christ, Lord, that even the most minimal cell part of life, Lord, be just like You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Put that word in our hearts, in our thoughts, Lord. Every time we think it may be Your word, Your thoughts, not ours, Lord. May Your Holy Spirit, Lord, stir our hearts, and that when we go to on our ways to our houses, we still keep thinking of You, Lord.
Amen.
Anywhere we go, Lord, may it be You our first thought. Help us to be like Jesus, Lord. We would be enclosed inside of Him, praying to the Father. Help us to understand, Father, that everything happens for a reason and purpose. Thank You, Lord, for this message so precious that You have delivered this morning. Help us to keep it in our hearts and don't forget. Bless those that have needs, Lord. Let them see that You are still the same and You're working. In the silence, You're working, Father. You, the great one, Lord, You're working. Thank You, Lord. Bless my sisters. Bless my brothers. May them be rejoiced. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen, amen. Great is the Holy One in the midst of you, brothers and sisters. God bless you.